Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Curtis, and you are about to hear about the mystery of Edgar Allan Poe in this podcast. When Edgar Allan Poe died in this town in 1849, the newspapers gave the cause of death as congestion of the brain and cerebral inflammation. The doctors believed his death was due to a severe neurological order. We have no clue what happened to the guy, but he had definitely gone bananas. On January 19, 1809, Edgar Allan Poe was born in Boston, Massachusetts. His parents were both dead before he was three. John Francis Allen raised Edgar Allan Poe as a foster child in Richmond, Virginia. John Allen sent Edgar Allan Poe to one of the best boarding schools and eventually to the University of Virginia. He had to leave the university that he excelled at because Allen would not pay Poe's gambling debts. He returned to Richmond, but he lost his relationship with his dad. In 1827, he moved to Boston and he joined the United States Army. His first collection of poems were Tamerlane and some other poems. In 1829, he published a second collection called Al-Araf, where he wrote the second Tamerlane and some minor poems. After Poe's army service, he was put into the United States Military Academy, but he was forced to leave for the lack of money or financial support. He then moved in with his Aunt Maria and her daughter in Baltimore, Maryland. Some historians believe that Edgar Allan Poe died is because rabies, chlamydia, or syphilis, but since he turned up the same day as a citywide election, others believe that Poe fell victim to cooping. Cooping is when corrupt politicians pay thugs to kidnap men. They especially took homeless men, they would drug them, disguise them, drag them to all kinds of poles all over the city and state. This explains why Poe came to Baltimore in clothes that were not his. This was a fairly common thing to happen. A newspaper writer said that he thinks he died because of brain congestion, which is a euphemism for alcohol poisoning. Scholars later discovered that rumors of his drug and alcohol abuse were greatly exaggerated, especially by a literary critic who goes by the name of Rufus Wilmot Griswold. The death certificate, if it ever existed, cannot be found. Poe began to sell short stories at around the time, and in 1835, he became the editor of Southern Literary Messenger in Richmond, where he moved in with his aunt and cousin Virginia. In 1836, he married Virginia, who was 13 at the time. Over the next 10 years, Poe would edit a number of literary journals, including the Burton's Gentleman magazine, in Graham's Magazine in Philadelphia, and the Broadway Journal in New York City. Some poems that he wrote were The Fall of the House of the Usher, The Telltale Heart, and also The Raven. After Virginia's death in 1847, Poe's lifelong struggle with depression and alcoholism had worsened. He then briefly returned to Richmond in 1849 before he went to Philadelphia. For unknown reasons, Poe stopped in Baltimore on October 3, 1849. He was found in a state of semi-consciousness. He died 4 days later of acute congestion of the brain. Evidence by medical practitioners who reopened the case has shown that Poe may have been suffering from rabies. Many anthologies credit him as the architect of modern short stories. He was also one of the first critics to primarily affect the story and structure in a literary work. He has been seen as a forerunner to the art for art's sake movement. And symbolists such as Mallarmé and Rimbaud claimed as a literary precursor. Baudelaire spent nearly 15 years translating Poe into French. Today, Poe is remembered as one of the first American writers to become a major figure in world literature. Those archaic terms shows that suggest the doctors have no definitive explanation of how he died. We believed it was due to a severe neurological order. Now, Dr. Michael Benitez's fresh review of the case tends to support the idea that in the last 4 days of his life, Poe's central nervous system was under attack by a vicious viral disease. The University of Maryland cardiologists believed rabies killed the dark-eyed author of The Raven, and Benitez appears to be making a convincing case. Today, Poe is remembered as one of the first American writers to become a major figure in world literature. Those archaic terms show that there was no definitive term of how he died, but believed it was due to severe neurological disorder.